Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Murder at Half Moon Gate by Andrea Penrose, read by James Cameron Stewart. Blood only serves to wash ambition's hands. Lord Byron. Prologue. A thick mist had crept in from the river. It swirled around the man's legs as he picked his way through the foul-smelling mud, drifting up to cloud the twisting turns of the narrow alleyways. He paused for a moment to watch the vapour ghosting through the gloom. A shiver of goose-flesh snaked down his spine. Shifting, he peered into the darkness, trying to spot the wrought-iron arches of Half Moon Gate, but only a shroud of black-on-black shadows lay ahead. He was unfamiliar with London, and must have confused the directions. From Red Lion Square he had taken 3, or was it 4, turns, only to find himself lost in a maze of unlit alleyways. Squat warehouses, all sagging slants and filthy brick, were squeezed along the crooked turns, while the boarded-up rookeries rose up at drunken angles, blocking out all but the smallest slivers of sky. A glance up showed only a weak dribbling of moonlight playing hide-and-seek within the overhanging roofs. Logic, he murmured. There's no conundrum that can't be solved by logic. Turning in a slow circle, he sought to get his bearings. Left, he decided.